online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Just after 1 o'clock, latest news for Kent now with Lucy Higmots.
A Faversham man's been jailed for life after being found guilty of killing his neighbour with a hammer. Molly has more for KMFM.
Well, 75-year-old Henry Messenger was found dead in Crispin Close, where they both lived in May. A court heard he had an argument with his friend Anthony Goodwin, who then carried out the attack. Police have released the 999 call he made afterwards.
We did have a bit of a quarrel over there, you know.
So what is your concern? What have you called the emergency line for?
Yeah, I think the one that hurt him was we had a fight.
Oh, so are you calling to report the fight?
No, I'm not. He's not responding, so I could have hurt him, you know.
The 63-year-old denied murder, claiming he acted in self-defence, but a jury found him guilty and he'll serve a minimum of 13 years in prison.
KMFM News.
A man's died in hospital after being hit by a car in Gillingham. Dozens of friends have been paying tribute on Jason Lodell's Facebook page after he was knocked down on the A2 on Monday. He was in his 30s and grew up in Medway. Police still want to hear from any witnesses. Homelessness in Kent has been described as a crisis, as new figures show more than 2,500 people don't have a permanent roof over their heads. Dartford's one of the worst affected places in the southeast, while it's also a big issue in Ashford, Medway and Thanet, according to Shelter. Poppy Terry is from the charity and says it's not just about people sleeping rough.
There's that group of people as well who are living in temporary accommodation, so there'll be kind of families with children all crammed into one tiny dingy room, and there might be kind of very bad conditions, so it can be very, very scary. Even when you've got some kind of accommodation, it's nowhere near a home.
Priti Patel has cut short an official visit to Africa after being ordered back to the UK by Theresa May. The International Development Secretary is expected to be sacked after she held secret meetings with Israeli politicians while on holiday. Firefighters have been called to tackle a blaze at a home in Birchington. Four fire engines were sent to Cunningham Crescent just after 11 this morning after the roof and solar panels of a bungalow caught alight. 20 firefighters are at the scene and there are no reports of any casualties.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The head of NHS England is asking the government to honour the Leave campaign pledge to spend more on the health service. The Brexit campaign said there'd be an extra £350 million available every week after Britain leaves the EU. Simon Stevens has used the controversial claim to argue for more NHS funding.
Trust in democratic politics will not be strengthened if anyone now tries to argue you voted Brexit partly for a better funded health service, but precisely because of Brexit, you now can't have one.
Police fear a pensioner who's been missing from Sevenoaks for 6 months has died. 80-year-old Ken Henson disappeared from his home in Oak Hill Road back in May. Detectives are urging people to keep looking for him. We've tweeted his picture at KMFM News. Hundreds more men than women have been caught using a mobile phone while driving in Kent. Figures show six times as many were prosecuted for being on a handset behind the wheel in the county last year. Rod Dennis is from the RAC.
The illegal use of handheld phones is very much a driver problem. It's not a gender problem, but perhaps the figures do show that more men in our area believe that they can multitask by using a phone at the wheel and still drive around.
A total of 824 drivers were stopped for the offence last year, up 38 on the previous 12 months. And Andy Murray is now a dad of two after his wife Kim gave birth to a little girl. They already have another daughter, Sophia, who was born in February last year.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham have made it 3 wins from 3 in the Checkatrade Trophy following a 12-goal thriller at Priestfield. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills beat Reading under-21s 7-5 last night. Here's manager Steve Lovell.
It was nice the first half and as I say, played really, really well, but it became too open the second half. It was like a basketball game and they attack, we attack. And that's not kind of football I like.
Elsewhere, Charlton lost 1-0 to Portsmouth. Meantime, the Gillingham caretaker boss is up for the League One Manager of the Month award for October. Steve Lovell picked up 7 points from his first 4 league games. Staying with football, and England and Germany will both wear poppies on black armbands in Friday's friendly at Wembley. Rules were changed last month to allow home nations to use the flower as a mark of remembrance. Previously, it was considered a banned political symbol. And a video referee will also be used in Friday's match, the first time time that's happened in an official game in the UK. It's been trialled worldwide since being introduced in the summer of last year.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.